This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'linishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refu shalem for kol chayli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesun in b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Yud Beis. We're talking about when a person actually gets Makis. So now we're going to go into the details of how that works. Ketzad Malkanoisei, how do they actually give him Makis? A person that is Mechuyev, the Makis, they determined in Bezdin that he needs to be whipped as punishment. Koyfes Shtei Yodov Al Ha'amud Heilach. Heilach, they tie, there's an amud, some kind of a stand, like a shtender, if you may, and they tie his two hands, one to one side of the amud and the other to the other side of this amud, of this shtender, and vechazana kneses oiches bibgadov, and the person who's appointed by the bezdin to be the appointee, that one that's going to do their work for them, is he grabs his shirt, his clothing that he's wearing on the upper half of his body. Now, in those days they didn't have shirts with buttons; they had a shirt that went over the head, actually went all the way down to the rest of the body. But so it was like one long cloak or one long tunic. But he grabs it. You know, because he's going to rip it open so that it exposes this person who's going to be receiving the whipping. He's going to be exposing his body so that it can be whipped on his body rather than onto his clothing. Im nikru'u, nikru'u. If they actually tore, in other words, tore the cloth of the clothing, then that's what happened. Im nifrimu, nifrimu. If the clothing itself tore at the seams, so it didn't actually get damaged in a permanent way, so be it as well. Achu megales libay, he has to tear it open so far that he's opening it up to the point where his heart is uncovered. Vel even nesuna me'achirav, and there's a large stone behind this man who's going to be whipped that's put there so that chazana kneses oimedoleh, the person who is appointed to do this is now going to stand on top of that stone. Urutzur shel egel biyadei, and he has a strip of calf hide in his hand. Kfula echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba, doubled over, so that's one, two, and then those two get doubled over to become three and four. U'shtei ritzuos oilos v'yardos boy, and then there's two straps that are going up and down on them, and that is what he's going to use to whip the person who gets Makis. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.